Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. You know that feeling when you're just swimming in commitments, requests, and obligations? Like a tangled ball of yarn, we're no loose and seem to belong anywhere. Yeah, we've all been there. It's easy to get swept up in the whirlwind of life, saying yes to everything, trying to please everyone, and ultimately burning ourselves out. But guess what? Saying no is superpower, folks. And today, we're talking about setting healthy boundaries, that invisible line you draw to protect your time, energy, and sanity. Think of it as building a mental fortress around yourself, allowing only the good vibes and worthy adventures in. It's not selfish, it's self-care, people. It's about creating space for what truly matters. Your well-being, your passions, and your relationships that actually nourish you. So, grab your metaphorical weightlifting gloves because we're about to build some mental muscle around healthy boundaries. First things first, recognize the signs of boundary overload. Ever feel resentful? Drained after social events? Like you're constantly giving but really receiving? There's a red flag screaming for a boundary intervention. Then there's the people-pleaser syndrome, always striving to meet everyone else's expectations and forgetting your own needs. That's a recipe for burnout, my friends. Next up, identify your values. What truly matters to you? Your health, creativity, family time, personal growth. Knowing this helps define those invisible lines. It's like creating a mental map of what's important and guiding your decisions accordingly. Don't feel obligated to explain yourself. Your boundaries are yours, and you don't owe anyone justification for protecting your well-being. Practice assertive communication. Learning to say no kindly but firmly is key. Think of it as a gentle but unwavering stop sign. You could phrase it like this: I appreciate the offer, but I'm committed to other priorities right now. Or, while I want to help, I'm feeling overwhelmed at the moment. Remember, you don't have to apologize for your limits. Visualize those boundaries. Imagine a strong, protective shield around you, filtering out negativity and distractions. Feel it solidify with each no you utter, each priority you honor. This visualization can be incredibly powerful in reinforcing your commitment to these healthy lines. And lastly, remember that building boundaries is a continuous process. It's not a one-time fix, but an ongoing practice of self-reflection and adjustment. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep refining those mental muscles. Ever felt like you were constantly on the go, saying yes to every request, only to crash and burn by the end of the week? That's what happened to my friend Saya last month. She was juggling work deadlines, family commitments, volunteer projects, you name it. One day, she realized she was completely burned out. She felt resentful, overwhelmed, and honestly, just plain exhausted. So, she took a step back, identified her priorities, and started setting boundaries. First, she politely declined some less important commitments. She also learned to say no to social events that drained her energy. Saya focused on spending quality time with loved ones and carving out time for activities that truly brought her joy, like hiking and painting. The result? A happier, more balanced Saya. She's now got a renewed sense of purpose, more energy, and stronger relationships. Think about it. Setting boundaries isn't about being selfish. It's about investing in yourself so you can show up as your best self for the people and things that truly matter. So, remember, folks, today's Stoic Mind Gym workout is all about building those mental muscles around healthy boundaries. Recognize those warning signs, identify your values, practice assertive communication, visualize those protective shields. And remember, this is an ongoing journey of self-discovery and growth. Ready to level up your life? Go out there, set some boundaries, and reclaim your time and energy. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community around this powerful concept.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.